your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Wednesday, January 27th edition of Locked On Panthers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. You can follow the show on Twitter at @LO_FLAPanthers. You can follow the national show at Locked On NHL Pods. You can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can email me at LockedOnFLAPanthers@gmail.com. This is a daily show where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. And I am so pumped after tonight's game. For the first time in the 27-year history of the Florida Panthers, they are 3-0-0. First time in 27 years. Can you believe that? That's hard to come by for this franchise. But you know what also that means? Nothing, really, if we're being honest. What matters is how they really perform from here on out and not allow this 3-0-0 to slip and fall behind in the standings. But as for tonight, this is great. This is a big win for this Cats team who once again started off a little slow. And that's my biggest takeaway of this game. The Cats continued to start off slow, just like they did in their second game against the Chicago Blackhawks. It kind of reflected here a little bit today, where the Panthers were getting shots often, and the first line was fast and getting their opportunities but missing. And then on the other end, while the Panthers were out shooting Columbus in the first period of 10-3, there was a few goals that I would say, two of the three goals I would say tonight were on Sergei Bobrovsky. The first one, I try to see it from the vantage point of Sergei Bobrovsky when he's looking over there to his left, where I believe it was Radko Gudas who was diving for the puck, and it went under his legs, and Sergei Bobrovsky reacted late. I'm not sure where his eyes were on that one, and it went under the legs of Gudas. Bob had like literally no time to get it, but I think if his eyes were in the right place, I think that Bob could have had an opportunity to react quicker and able to make a save. But again, when the Florida Panthers needed Sergei Bobrovsky the most in this game, he was there, especially during the third period, overtime, shootout. And that third goal that Bob gave up, it was, although Cam Atkinson was able to beat Yandle on a one-on-one and got past him, Bob still should have had that saved. And speaking of Yandle, there was a really bad turnover that Yandle had. I believe it was in the middle of the second period where Yandle had a turnover and forced a break on the other end, a 2-on-2 break or a 3-on-2, and forced a slash on Aaron Ekblad. And again, there's a reason why over training camp and before the beginning of the season start that Coach Q was shuffling his defensive lines in order to get the younger players on in place of Yandle, because he made a few mistakes tonight. Number one was on the shorthanded goal where he let Cam Atkinson past him. Even though Bob should have saved it, I will say that he should have saved it. But Keith Yandle also got beat on that one. And then that penalty that slash on Ekblad where Yandel caused by a Yandel turnover. But outside of that slash by Aaron Ekblad, he had a great game. He was forcing a lot of turnovers and keeping the pucks in the zone. But also, Aaron Ekblad had 27 minutes of ice time tonight. That's a lot for a defenseman. I know he's a number one overall pick. I know he's one of the leaders on this team, but the host on Locked On Blue Jackets, Jay Forster, replied to my tweet sarcastically saying, that seems sustainable. And yes, I agree. And I think that you're going to wear out Ekblad eventually with the amount of ice time that he is currently on. How about Patrick Hornqvist? My goodness. This guy, 4 goals in 3 games. I think he has an assist or two as well. And this guy has been pretty much the guy who replaced Mike Hoffman as far as the goal scoring department. And with Barkov and Huberto now being on different lines and Hubie being paired with Patrick Hornqvist, there's so many opportunities for, like, I'm beating the dead horse here, spreading the wealth. And my goodness, what a pickup. And thank you, Patrick Hornqvist, for waiving that no movement clause to come to Sunrise, Florida. And that first goal by Patrick Hornqvist was a great setup by Aaron Ekblad. There's so many times during that late in the third period when I was just yelling for Ekblad to shoot it. And I feel like he was being so hesitant with the puck and being afraid to shoot, but I was wrong. I couldn't have been more wrong about how that play was going to develop. And Ekblad, Hornqvist, and yes, Carter Verhaeghe. Oh my goodness, another goal for Carter Verhaeghe. What a game for him. Able to get a goal from a 2-on-1 that was initiated by Anthony Duclair. And on that goal, if I remember correctly, Duclair forced a penalty on Columbus where the goalie for Columbus got out of his crease, and once the puck got to Carter Verhaeghe, he bounced it off the back of the Columbus's goalie and went in, and the Cats were able to cut the lead to 1 at the time, because I believe that was the first goal of the game for the Cats. And another player to give credit to on that Verhaeghe goal was Alex Wenberg, who was able to forecheck in the Columbus zone and have a backhand towards Duclair to start that break. And like Jay Forster mentioned in the crossover episode of Locked On Blue Jackets and Locked On Panthers, Alex Wenberg was very active on the PK and very active in that first Carter Verhaeghe goal. And my goodness, what a pickup Carter Verhaeghe has been. Once again, led the AHL in points in 2019, couldn't crack the lineup in Tampa Bay, and the Florida Panthers got him for a bargain. And Duclair is going to get his goal. He's shooting over and over again. He's getting his chances. But he has 4 points, 4 assists on the season. So there's so much contribution from that top line early and often. Although towards the end of the second period, the majority of the shots, at least 50% of them, were coming from Duclair, Verhaeghe, and Barkov. And Barkov finished with 8 shots on the day. And he, Alexander Barkov, your captain, has got his first goal of the season too. And let's talk about the penalty killing for the Florida Panthers. I know the Columbus power play is not good. I checked last time and it was like under 9% for power play conversion for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They went 0-6 tonight against the Panthers. 0-6. Panthers 6-6 on the PK. They started the season for the first two games 2-5 on the penalty kill. After tonight, 8-11. We get to see this Columbus Blue Jackets team again right on Thursday night, and there will be a confidence going into that matchup, knowing that even though the Panthers took a lot of penalties, they had 12 minutes of total penalty time out of 65 because you had an overtime period. But still, that's a lot of penalty time. And I tweeted on the LO_Panthers account on Twitter that even if the Florida Panthers come back and tie this game, at the time, 10 minutes of penalty time was inexcusable and hard to justify. And they had another penalty in overtime where Sergei Bobrovsky came out big, and it was on a Frank Vatrano trip. And what can you say about the first three games? Yeah, there were some inconsistencies. There was a few themes that related with the first two games. In game one, Panthers were up 2-0 on the Chicago Blackhawks. And in this game, Columbus was up 2-0 on the Panthers. There was also the theme in game two from the Blackhawks series where the Cats were tied the game and then the other team takes the lead and then you come back and then you win in overtime. There's a lot of themes tonight that was very similar to the Chicago series, though, even though Columbus is a better team than Chicago. In the next segment, I'll be breaking down more of tonight's win, but first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser, with 6 new flavors, like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great for the keto diet. And today's flavor profile is coconut almond. 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. Free cooler with the purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Get more of the sports you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. Locked On Panthers on a Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, where the Florida Panthers defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a final score of 4-3 in a shootout. And before I break down the rest of the game, I do want to wish a very happy 31st anniversary to the only two listeners of this podcast, my mom and dad. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for everything. I love you guys, and happy 31st anniversary. Now back to the Florida Panthers. This team has had a little bit of turnover this last offseason, and it's great to see that now the point spread when it comes, not betting spread, but the point spread when it comes to goals and assists by the different newcomers of, even though someone like Anthony Duclair doesn't have a goal yet, he has 4 assists. That Alexander Barkov was distributing the puck, and not, even though he wasn't getting goals in the first two games, he was distributing the puck and then eventually getting his first goal tonight. There's a few consistencies, and a few consistencies, even though this team had a week off, was again once that top line. And what a great job so far that Bill Zito has done with the Florida Panthers. And I'm going to dedicate this segment to what Bill Zito has had to say about this week off that the Florida Panthers have had with all the COVID-19 postponements when it comes to the Central Division presented by Discover. And that is the division which, you know, the Panthers are in that has been affected the most by everything. In an article by The Athletic by Pierre LeBrun, Pierre had an email conversation with the GMs and front office people of the 8 teams that are in the Central Division to talk about what these postponements have been like, what has happened, how are they adjusting, what their mindset is, and everything. And I want to read you guys what Bill Zito had to say about all of this. And this is how the conversation went between The Athletic's Pierre LeBrun and Panthers general manager Bill Zito. First, this is Pierre. Your team has had its season delayed and then paused again. If the model in the NHL this season is about being nimble, the Panthers certainly fit the bill. How have you handled both situations, filled with some of the void both during the stretches without games, and what's the biggest challenge ahead? Zito says, the first cancellation, Dallas, gave us a bit of an extended training camp and allowed us perhaps some more time to work on our team and our implement system. But the collateral issues stemming from lack of games compound things more than one might think. The second break, Carolina, caused another week off. At this point, we should have played 6 games and normally, does that word exist anymore? We might have evaluated some of our players and either made some decisions or at least started to form opinions. Given the short training camp, no exhibition games, international travel restrictions, visa issues, COVID, etc. We have a number of players who haven't played a game. We know one thing, with 32 games in about 60 days, we'll need everyone. So we are trying to plan and make intelligent decisions for our group for the long run. Accordingly, the coaches did a great job of remaining flexible and coordinating the work/focus/fun ratios into practice, remaining mindful that the guys have a tough sled ahead of them. Moving forward, our schedule is actually fairly forgiving considering the enormity of the task. But the focus beyond hockey will be on sleep, diet, proper rest, and practices designed to maintain. To be honest, this is going to be a little bit of an uncharted territory insofar as the workload ahead. Obviously, the rest/ratio is the forefront of many discussions around the league, and there are more similar questions that will factor into team success this year. How do we deploy our teams? Individuals? Over a game? Over a week? Over a month? Now more than ever, the dual task of balancing the short-term interests against the long-term goals is paramount. There's no doubt that the team that does its best will reap real benefits and may actually come out on top because of it. Close quote. From the sounds of that article, from what Bill Zito told Pierre LeBrun in that email conversation, Bill Zito's a no-excuses guy. He worked with Jarmo Kekalainen and a Stanley Cup winning coach in John Tortorella, and that is carried over to here where quite a few players came from the Columbus Blue Jackets along with some front office pieces along with Bill Zito, and they're trying to change everything here in South Florida. And one point that really stuck to me is preparation, the discipline, what you're doing as far as your rest, what are you doing on your off day, what are you doing as far as like following the rules. We had a situation, like I said a few episodes ago, with the Washington Capitals where they weren't behaving well while traveling on the road, where a good portion of their team, 4 players, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, their starting goalie, were all together in a hotel room on the road. And that's not allowed in this year's NHL, in this COVID pandemic NHL that we're living in right now. And that's what it's going to take for certain teams to be disciplined, to be prepared, to, if they take a bad loss one night, how do they bounce back the next day? How do they even win ugly? Like what kind of like the Panthers did tonight, because they were so close to going home with 0 points if it wasn't for Ekblad's last minute attempt at the goal where Patrick Hornquist tipped it in. And you got to have grit in this game. You got to know how to finish in these situations. You got to know how to not throw your team under the bus. You got to know. I mean, we had a situation where we had a selfish player in Pierre-Luc Dubois who forced his way out and now got traded to Winnipeg. Yeah, Columbus took the L tonight. They were close to going with 2 points to the Panthers 0 before that goal, but we saw how they, I saw how they look against Tampa Bay the second go around. Yeah, there could be some inconsistencies there, but they're also waiting for Patrick Laine to get to their lineup based on COVID restrictions, and he's day-to-day with an injury. So let's also not forget that this Columbus Blue Jackets team right now is shorthanded as well. And this is that time for the Florida Panthers to build that momentum. You know, they built a rebuilding Chicago Blackhawks team. They won the first game of this series against the Columbus Blue Jackets where they're shorthanded. And you know what? Let's do it again Thursday. After tonight's game, the power play percentage for the Columbus Blue Jackets went all the way down to 5.3% through they've played 7 games. So you can judge Columbus more on their numbers more than you can judge Florida's numbers in they've played only 3 games. So that power play of the Columbus Blue Jackets is not good. And Jay of Locked On Blue Jackets told me that they've only scored on one power play. So we'll see updates tomorrow based on practice, if there is a practice tomorrow, on whether Bob will start on Thursday or not. We'll see. Just come out with another W and come prepared and come to win. Come hungry like you were the first 3 games. And also, you know who's next on the schedule after Columbus? Another rebuilding team in the Detroit Red Wings, where the Florida Panthers will be on the road in Little Caesars Arena in Detroit to face the Detroit Red Wings. So there are opportunities early on to get points in the Central Division presented by Discover. In the next segment, I'll be talking about a media outlet that is making a joke out of the Florida Panthers that I personally do not find funny, nor should you. What is it? Stick around and find out next on Locked On Panthers. The Super Bowl matchup has been set between Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's one place that has you covered and one place that we trust for all your betting needs, and that is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sideline anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NHL doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Locked On Florida Panthers on a Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, where the Florida Panthers defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 4-3 in a shootout. Remember to follow the show on Twitter at @LO_FLAPanthers. You can also follow the national show at Locked On NHL Pods. You can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can email me at LockedOnFLAPanthers@gmail.com. So this morning, I was scrolling through Twitter, looking through anything related to morning skate, the lines, which The Florida Panthers eventually had a morning skate later in the morning. And something I forgot to mention on the top of the show, the lines from practice the other day of Hinostroza on the fourth from the second game and Forsling on the D line from the first game were the same from yesterday's practice. But I saw a tweet by my colleague from PantherParkway.com, Frank Rikas, about a little segment that one of the South Florida news outlets, and I'm not going to say their name publicly on this podcast. I'm not even going to share it. But there, one of the South Florida media outlets is making a joke of the Florida Panthers. During their week off, one of the anchors from this station, said station, was saying, oh, the Florida Panthers aren't in action. Let's put the hockey knowledge of the anchors through the test. And one of the questions was, name a player currently in the NHL. And it sounded like they were just trying to be funny. And the person kept saying, Wayne Gretzky. Wrong. Wayne Gretzky again. And laughing about it. And also, by the way, happy belated birthday to the great one, Wayne Gretzky. His birthday was yesterday, January 26th. Happy 60th, Wayne Gretzky. And then the pronunciation of Patrick Hornquist. And then so the person spelling out their name is like, oh, this person needs to change their name. And it sounds a little bit closed-minded, in my opinion. And it's very, I think about it like this. Do you see news stations in a place like Tampa Bay doing this to the Tampa Bay Lightning? And I get it. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won more in the last 20 years than the Florida Panthers have ever had. But you don't even see their news stations doing this, making a joke out of that franchise. And I get it. The Florida Panthers have only made two playoff appearances since the new millennium in 2000. I don't count the Stanley Cup qualifiers from last year, because based on point percentages, the Florida Panthers would have not made the playoffs at the pace that they were going. But that's besides the point. If you want to grow the game of hockey, if you want to grow the fan base based on a following of the Florida Panthers, and I get it, they're in Broward County in that small little town of Sunrise. If you want to create a fan base for this region, why are you putting out segments like that? It's embarrassing. It's unacceptable. And you are not making people want to watch more of this sport. It is a joke what this media outlet has done with this video that they decided to pull out. And they didn't quite think this through, in my opinion. And honestly, they should be ashamed of themselves, because I don't want to see them claiming that they are diehard Florida Panthers fans when this team actually becomes great, whatever you want to call it. And you know what? The Florida Panthers are 3-0-0, first time in their 27-year history. Jump on the bandwagon now while you're at it. They're off to a great start. A little bit of inconsistencies in the first game, but they're beating the teams that they should. And they have a great opportunity to really show South Florida how great this game is, how great this team is, and how this team is trying to gain the fans of this community. And you know what? Keep improving on the penalty kill, which they were able to do in this game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And the same people who broke down that silly segment that of just, sure, was it trolling? And did I probably get trolled by what they were putting out there? Probably. More than likely. But you know what? I don't want to see them going on long segments talking and breaking down the Florida Panthers when they are continuously contending. I want that specific media outlet to just not do any Panthers coverage if they're going to do something like this. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. We have a day off today. And then it's back to playing the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow, where it's time to build that momentum. I'm Armando Velez, signing off, and you've been listening to Locked On Panthers.